This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike hit an empty hotel on Tuesday in Gaza City, civil defense authorities said. Thick smoke could be seen rising afterwards. Israel's military has leveled swaths of the Palestinian enclave since the start of the offensive in Gaza in October 2023. Top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken said on Tuesday time is of the essence to secure a Gaza truce as he wrapped up a Middle East tour with a plea for a deal. The U.S. Secretary of State made a brief stop in mediator Qatar but was unable to meet its emir. Speaking on the tarmac in Doha before heading back to Washington, Blinken reiterated his calls for Hamas to accept what he called a bridging proposal for a deal, which he said Israel had accepted, and asked both parties to work toward finishing it. A massive fire raged for a third day on Tuesday at a Russian oil depot targeted in a Ukrainian drone attack, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Amateur video footage posted on the Etorostov Telegram channel showed an immense fire encompassed by dark plumes of smoke rising into the sky. The fire at the depot in the town of Proletarsk burned, according to Russian state news agencies. 500 firefighters are involved in the operation. Ukraine's military confirmed the attack on the oil depot, which Russia's army used as a supply. Ukraine said it was done to undermine Russia's military and economic potential. The attack on the oil depot came as Ukraine continued to push into Russia's Kursk region further northwest. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian sources say Ukrainian forces have either destroyed or damaged all three of the bridges over a river in western Russia as Kyiv's incursion into western Russia enters its third week. This